We are back with What's Ailing America and the World, where our answer today is false flag diversions distracting the public. And I now want to get into a follow-up to the show I did with Pastor Kevin Annette on July 8th. He was on my UK show, These Changing Times Radio.ning. You can check out my archives on the Light of Day Radio Show.com under Dr. Carly Archives. Although, as I said, Sheldon's having a hard time keeping up with me because I'm doing so many shows because there's so much going on now, people, and especially with the biowarfare agents. But we have lots of distractions that are trying to get you to look over there. So I want to give an update to what's happening with Kevin Annette's group, ITCCS.org, stands for International Tribunal of Crimes Against Crimes by Church and State. And this is the latest statement that he sent out as of today out of Brussels. Our central office has received information that a new covert offensive has been launched against Kevin Annette and the ITCCS that goes beyond previous low-level and sporadic, quote-unquote, bad jacketing efforts to malign and discredit Kevin's public reputation. This new offensive involves a systematic penetration of our network by trained operatives and the turning of our former supporters against our work using bribes, threats, and harder psychological warfare techniques. A trusted middle-level source of ours has confirmed that this operation was initiated in the spring of this year and claims that it originated from a government agency in London, England, although the source declines to name the agency involved. You know, they love to be anonymous. The specific reason for this new and broader offensive is unclear, certainly not to me, but is undoubtedly a response to our growing success in securing wider legal and political support in Europe and America for a campaign to bring officials of the papacy, i.e. the Vatican, and the Crown of England to trial. And let me just mention, he's also going after the big pharma corporations who are using native children to experiment on with vaccines and psychological drugs. Three examples of this new Black Ops campaign are the following. Massive misinformation and smears aimed at Kevin Annette are flooding the internet since last month, designed to confuse, divide, and disarm our supporters and funders. These new attacks are instigated by a known disruptor operative using the name Greg Renoff. This individual, who has been named publicly as being an informant for Canada's CSIS, has acted on information, such as Kevin's planned radio appearances, that can only have been gained through access to Kevin's personal emails and files using surveillance methods employed by the state. Coinciding with this heightened bad jacketing by Renoff was a sophisticated entrapment aimed at Kevin in the form of an apparent lawsuit in Canada's federal court. This suit was begun by a man of unconfirmed identity named Jason Bowman, who delayed and obstructed the proper filing of the same lawsuit. Now, as an aside, when Kevin was on the show, part of his being on the show was to announce this federal lawsuit in Canada, which was allegedly going to be brought forth by this individual, Jason Bauman, who claimed to be a citizen prosecutor. But you see, he was a minion as well. So let me go forward in regards to what Kevin's writing here. We suspect that this entrapment involving Jason Bauman had a dual purpose: to discredit Kevin and the ITCCS, who were named as co-plaintiffs, by mishandling and bringing disrepute to the lawsuit, and to embroil Kevin in a legal process controlled by the Crown that would have allowed the latter to legally gag and control him on the eve of this important tour of Europe in September. So you see, folks, this is me stating off, you know, on the side. Of course, you know that any lawyer that has a bar license is going to betray you and is going to steal your money, pretending to represent you, while at the same time they're basically turning you over for the slaughter. And one of the main ways they do it is to miss a deadline. And that's what Jason Bauman did. So, you know, now we have the citizen prosecutors, many layers, okay? You know better than to go to the quote-unquote, you know, bar association type land sharks. So Kevin went to a citizen prosecutor and turned out he was of the same ilk. So it's just, it's very hard, folks. You have to develop discernment so you can, you know, realize for yourself who's who in the zoo. Okay, getting back to Kevin's document. Secondary ITCCS activists and key funders of our work have been overtly neutralized and in some cases even turned against us in the past several months, especially Aboriginal elders who freely sponsored our work, invited Kevin to their territories, and are eyewitnesses to murders and other crimes at Indian residential schools. This neutralization of our activists is escalating and is now even reaching our inner circle. But because, you see, many of these elders sold Kevin out for cash. You see, they witnessed murders, but when in the end, when some agent came to them and said, look, you can do this the easy way or the hard way, and by the way, if you do it the easy way, you'll get lots of cash. We have too many people like that on the face of the planet. And that's what many of these individuals are doing, as Kevin has risked his life for these people and what their clan has gone through, having the native residential schools being used as a source of children for sex abuse, pharmaceutical experimentation, as well as murder once they had outlived their usefulness. Generally, we see this new assault, getting back to Kevin's letter, generally, we see this new assault as a sign of the success and right direction of our work, focusing as it is not only on the legal and political culpability of church and state for crimes against humanity, but on the need to actively challenge and disestablish the power of these institutions. In other words, to neutralize these institutions, to make them go away, especially to stop paying for them. Back to Kevin's document. We are now posing a direct threat to the Vatican and the Crown of England and all of their subsidiary agents. We are coming closer to exposing their real nature and secrets, and they are reacting accordingly and with growing desperation. We expect these attacks to increase and are accordingly establishing a new security protocol as follows. Number one. All media interviews with Kevin Annett must be sanctioned by the ITCCS Central Office and will be actively monitored by them, including by employing background checks on the media outlet and interviewers. Staged ambushes of Kevin over public airwaves by smear specialists will no longer be allowed, and media outlets allowing such attacks on Kevin will be named in our legal actions. In other words, they're going into the defendant's box. I love that. All information on known disruptors and operatives working against us, such as James Craven, Greg Renoff, Frank and Tracy Miller, Jan Longboat, Lydia Bessel, a.k.a. Lydia Whitecalf, Belinda McKenzie, and those on their payroll, is being compiled in a central data bank and is available to counter the misinformation. Please send us any knowledge you have of these and other operatives. Number three, Kevin Annett will no longer travel alone in his journeys. Finally, okay. But will now be accompanied by observers and a videographer who will liaison daily with the ITCCS office. All venues and other details of Kevin's events must be sanctioned and will be monitored by ITCCS Central Office. Note, we are preparing a separate briefing that will help you to identify and neutralize disruptor operatives in your midst. And yes, I've been learning that technique for 15 years. Our most effective protection will come by doubling our efforts to bring the evidence of crimes of church and state into the mainstream public, legal, and political realms, and by indicting those responsible. Because our central office operates for now out of the public eye, and our Council of Elders is remaining anonymous except to those in the organization inner circle, we cannot provide the normal public presence needed to counter the lies and misinformation aimed at us in our work. We rely on each of you to do so. Kevin Annette has served and is serving as our public figurehead for now, and as a result has strategically drawn and decoyed the fire of much of our enemy for good purpose. That situation will change in the coming year as more of us emerge from unexpected directions to grapple directly with our foe. And that foe are the psychopaths. Much that is hidden or confused now will then be made clear. We ask you to endure in trust and action until then. We are aided in all that we do by a planetary awakening and realignment that will make many things clear and bring about not only justice but transformation. Until then, let your inner light shine strongly and defend yourselves and our efforts by giving no forum or ear to the unsubstantiated rumors and lies aired at Kevin Annette and the ITCCS. We stand as always on the proven truth and solid evidence secured by Kevin Annette. Stay strong and unified. We rely on all of you. Respectfully, the Council of Elders, ITCCS, Brussels. And there's the music. We'll be back after the break. What's ailing America? You see how I'll never run out of answers to that question, folks. Let me just, we have a caller on the line. Caller, please mute yourself. I just have a couple other things I want to say before I bring you on. The thing that I had added to Kevin's outstanding document is that in regards to them mentioning, or in regards to him mentioning staged ambushes of him over public airwaves by smear specialists that they would no longer be allowed, I would reword it to add that the smear specialists and media outlets allowing such attacks will be added to the defendant's box as aiders and abettors of crimes against humanity and obstructors of justice. And this gives a visual of the expanding defendant's box, which will be the largest defendant's box in history. Eventually, it will become humans of conscience v. psychopaths. And that's where this is going, because anybody that does nothing is aiding and abetting all of it, okay? And they have to be basically put in the defendant's box. I want to also mention in my local Charlotte Observer today, here today, July 21st, page 2A, the headline, former ICE official pleads guilty to transmitting child porn. And you can't make this stuff up. Anthony Mangione, 51, pleaded guilty Friday to a child pornography charge in the shocking case against the former ICE chief, who once oversaw investigations of countless predators who exploited children. See how that works, folks? The person responsible for prosecuting the child porno people was a child porno person himself. And that's going to be coming more and more obvious every day. Okay, caller, please come on the line and let us know what you'd like to say.
Yes, Dr. Colley?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to comment about the Aurora shootings and how this really... The mass media, by the way, this is Pastor Eli James in Chicago.
Yes.
And I just want to point out the fact that the mass media is utterly avoiding the subject of the fact that the vast majority of these shooters in this spree, I guess the last 10 years, maybe even more, have all been on some sort of antidepressant drug.
Yes.
Okay. They're never reporting on this fact ever. In fact, one of the most famous cases was Phil Hartman, who was a Saturday Night Live comedian, right?
Yes.
Who was killed by his wife. I think her name was Bryn, if I remember correctly. Yeah, B-R-Y-N-N, Bryn. And she was on some drug. I think she was on Xanax. Okay. What most people do not realize, and the schools are feeding our children all these kinds of drugs. People are being fed with antidepressants when it's totally unnecessary. And there's a small percentage of people, maybe you can address, you know, because this is your field, a small percentage of people who react psychotically to these antidepressants and so-called drugs that, you know, treat depression and bad behavior, right? And
yes.
So it's very obvious that the vast majority of these shooters, you know, and what's going on here, Dr. Colley, is that the New World Order, the Illuminati, are trying to convey the impression, well, that guns are the problem. No, the guns are not the problem. Yeah. The problem is these drugs.
Right.
And they're never reporting a single fact about it.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me start out by mentioning that Pastor Eli is going to be on my show tomorrow. We're going to be discussing spiritual issues, because this is another thing that all of us are trying to figure out, is why is this evil being allowed in the first place? And if you could first give out your website, Pastor Eli, and then I will respond to what you said.
Okay, very good. Yeah, my website is www.anglo-saxonisrael.com. And, you know, on that website, I talk a great deal about the current evils in the world and what the cause is, a subject which mainstream religion seems to ignore prodigiously. They really do.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I was looking for 10 years for a pastor or a priest to come on my show and talk about even vaccinations being a spiritual assault. And Pastor Eli is one of those who has been in the brink, you know, basically teaching his people that Jesus was not a Jew and the Zionists are the problem and all kinds of other things, which we'll be
getting into tomorrow.
But I just wanted to mention, okay, there's many important points to what you're saying, and that's why I named the show today False Flag Diversions Distracting the Public, because how obvious could it be that this massacre, which took place during a midnight viewing of Dark Knight Rises, started midnight at Thursday in Mountain Time, okay, the shooter, James Agan Holmes, was a Ph. candidate in neuroscience, ding, 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 at the University of Colorado. Okay, let me just go on. What you said about the psychiatric drugs, of course, anybody can check out the side effects of these psychiatric drugs. You will also see homicide and suicide as a side effect. The reaction to the mass killing was a clampdown at other movie theaters, and we're already now seeing, I have CNN on in the background, and New York Mayor Bloomberg demands gun action from Obama and Romney. Yeah, we know that that's what they're doing. Okay, this is a reason that we need to clamp down on people having guns. Okay, let me just say, mental health workers are being made available as they're talking about this 24/7. On many different stations. So they got their psychiatric drugs ready to give out. The terrorism task force is on site, including the FBI, to see if this was a terror attack. So we can, you know, be sure what's coming. He will be labeled as a lone wolf by Napolitano, and then that, you know, activates FEMA and all the rest of it. But also, very important, because I've been monitoring this ever since it happened. Minion Richard Besser reported on ABC News this morning. He asked the question, what do we tell kids? And his psychiatric responder said, it's okay to be scared. Okay, that's what we should tell our kids. It's okay to be scared. Okay, get ready. It gets better. Preview of a trailer for an upcoming movie called Gangster Squad has been pulled from the theaters. And guess what the trailer shows? A gangland massacre in a crowded theater. So here we have one of those coincidences. You know, just like right before 9/11, we had all kinds of different movies and comic books, etc., that were like showing planes going into the World Trade Center and stuff. Now we have a Gangland Squad movie that shows a massacre in a crowded theater that just happens to come out right at the same time that this PhD in neuroscience, and wait, let me get into that for a minute, because what is neuroscience? It's studying the brain and how the brain can be manipulated. And this is what an article in my local paper today, CharlotteObserver.com, on page 6A stated in regards to this Mr. Holmes. Let's see. He was graduating with highest honors in the spring of 2010 with a neuroscience degree from the University of California at Riverside. He enrolled last year in a neuroscience PhD program at the University of Colorado, but was in the process of withdrawing for no reason. He had been listed as making a presentation in May about microDNA biomarkers in a class named Biological Basis of Psychiatric and Neurological Disorders. He was studying the very thing that they can use to create MK Ultra type people. Okay.
That's right.
Okay, just a couple other things and then I'll let you comment. He concentrated his study on how we will all, how we all behave. Okay. That's what he studied. And, he had received merit scholarships and was considered a very good student. So what I suggest is that he was actually being used as a guinea pig. And this was all planned out, and that was the basis for the trailer of that movie. And then just let me lastly mention, because these are not coincidences, at the same time that stations like CNN and MSNBC and HLN and all these 24/7 cable news groups are you know getting the people more and more traumatized. Let's let these psychopaths just feed off the psychic devastation of the entire population. It's kind of like another 9/11 thing. At the same time, they're promoting all this trauma on the public. On another station, they were playing the movie Batman Begins, which is about a chemical mind control weapon causing mass fear and violence that was put in the water supply and then hit with a microwave weapon so that it could be aerosolized. Is this a coincidence, Mr. Eli? All of these things together?
No, it's not. Right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, it's like all of the subliminal implants they did in numerous movies, even on the Simpsons television show before 9/11, of planes crashing into the Twin Towers, right?
Yes.
They're programming us. They're programming us to accept the New World Order, and we don't even realize it. I mean,
well,
this is very,
also,
very clever stuff.
And they're also letting us know exactly what they're doing, and they're putting it in our faces and see the people. You know, they don't want to know this stuff. Oh, just, you know, let me go to the movies. And, of course, I might get mass murdered there. But, you know, let me eat my popcorn, drink my diet soda, and just lose myself in the fantasy that this stuff isn't really happening. And let me also just mention a very important document that I've discussed on my show before, because this brings into the fact that this mass shooter was a neuroscience PhD candidate. At MIT, they're studying using magnetic pulses, such as those used in MRI tests, to destroy moral judgment. And this is an article published in February 22, 2010, out of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in a journal called PNAS.org. So you see, the psychopaths, the bloodline psychopaths, the Zionists, who are the seed of Cain, and as our friend Bill has explained to me, there's actually like three cults within that seed line. But the bottom line is, the people that don't have a conscience, that's how I describe them. And in order to make themselves more invisible, they are now doing things to people who normally would never do such thing, using their chemical lobotomies, their chips, whatever else, to put the attention over there so that they can then use that as an excuse to take away guns.
That's
Go
right.
ahead.
That's the whole, yeah. Well, it's Hillary Clinton. I predicted that Hillary Clinton's purpose as Secretary of State would be to do an end run around the Second Amendment and use the United Nations as a means of taking away our right to carry, right to possess right. and own guns, right? And that's what she's actually doing, and she's already prepared some legislation for Barack Obama, who is certainly going to sign it, as he has signed every piece of draconian anti-freedom legislation that's come across his desk, right?
Right.
Everybody knows this, you know, and but the public is being, how should I, well, certainly being manipulated. But the public is being conditioned to accept these facts as an absolutely necessary outgrowth of all of this so-called terrorism, right? When
right.
it's the government doing all the terrorism itself, right?
Well, you got to admit that these psychopaths are pretty ingenious as they
yes,
develop
they are.
Their master plan, yes. But the good news is, as I'm sure you're experiencing with the people that you deal with, people are waking up because it's getting
yes.
so obvious that everything terrible
yes.
that's happening to our world is being done by these monsters. They're the ones
that's right.
doing it. Yes.
Monsters in human form, absolutely. Yeah, let me just bring up a couple more examples because I want people to understand the fact that the mass media is totally ignoring the subject of the exotic reactions to antidepressants. For example, you remember the Virginia Tech case?
Yes.
Cho Seung-hugh was his name, right? He
mm-hmm.
killed 32 students in a shooting rampage. He was on antidepressants. The
mm-hmm.
Columbine shooters, they were on antidepressants. The
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on. I have to add something about the Columbine shooters that I later discovered that not only were they on antidepressants, they were on antidepressants because they had been sexually assaulted when they were in juvenile detention. So you see,
wow.
it's a massive thing. Yes, they were sexually
yes.
assaulted. Nobody helped them. And so they went on antipsychotics or whatever and ended up shooting 32 students.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and so here we go. The system, you know, the psychological New World Order, the medical professionals, the medical mafia, and their Freudian slip fellows, right? They have taken control of the educational establishment, and you know, the same thing is going on, you know, in the Penn State sexual assault case, okay?
Yes.
This is an epidemic across all of academia. It just isn't limited to Penn State. It's everywhere. Dr. Carley, this is what these educational professionals teach.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to molest children. It's okay to take drugs. It's okay to manipulate your fellow man. This is what they teach. It's Skinnerian behaviorism.
Well, that's what it says in the Talmud, Pastor Eli. You can have children.
Right.
You can have sex with children as long as they're under 9 years of age. So, of course, we have to cover up. And it's not just the educational establishments. In New York State, there was a big case in 2003 where a pediatric pedophile neurologist had sexually assaulted over 100 autistic children. We're hearing it in the Boy Scouts, every area of the quote-unquote church that promotes that they're, you know, Christian,
yes.
quote-unquote Zionists. It's the same crap. It's happening
right.
everywhere. And this is one of the main
and the
ways
churches,
they destroy
yeah.
the children. Yes.
I'm appalled that the churches aren't involved in any of it. They're just watching all of this happen. They're watching people's lives being destroyed. They're watching people being killed, and they're not saying a word about this. Is it possible that the entire Judeo-Christian theological world is totally oblivious to what's going on, what we're talking about? I can't imagine that's the case. They are holding their lips tight because they're 501c3 corporations, and they dare not say anything, otherwise they lose their tax-exempt status under 501c3.
Well, as
okay,
a matter of fact...
Go ahead.
As a matter of fact, it's self-evident they are donating to the Pope's defense fund. And as Kevin and Annette, you have to check out itccs.org. I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show when I was talking about.
Yes, I
this
did.
Is the pet. Okay, so he's bringing charges against the Catholic Church, the Crown, Big Pharma, and basically the Canadian government for covering up crimes against humanity.
Right.
But in fact, once you try to bring charges against these entities, they do things to you. So the good news
That's
is
right.
people are waking up, that this is being done, and that we have a global pedophile psychopath organization that's controlling the world.
It's Talmudic. It's absolutely Talmudic. No doubt about it. Let me just make one quote, because this does relate to Britain, research in Britain here. Researchers from Cardiff University in Britain and the Cochrane Center examined data on Taxil, and you probably know that drug since that is your profession, or its generic form, paroxetine, from GlaxoSmithKline. Legal cases and emails from nearly 1,400 patients who responded to a British TV program on antidepressants. The researchers found that 60 out of 9,000 people taking Paxil, a 0.65%, experienced a hostility event compared to 20 out of 6,455 patients taking a placebo, or 0.31%. So there's a significant percentage of people who get angry. And let's talk about the zombie flesh eaters in where was that? In Miami?
It's everywhere.
Yeah. People, and Dr. Carley, the Bible predicted that this would happen. Nobody's paying attention. Certainly not the churches who should be paying attention are not paying attention, where the Bible says in the book of Revelation that the beast, the last beast, would deceive us through sorceries. That word sorcery is translated from the Greek word pharmakia.
Yes. Okay. Let me also mention that these same churches are holding vaccine clinics, and one of the main causes of the zombie apocalypse, which is actually cannibalisms, is a rabies vaccine virus that they've tweaked to cause cannibalistic behavior. So, but it's always it's always all these things. Obviously, the psychiatric drugs are highly involved, and it's very amazing. Because GlaxoSmithKline ended up being ordered to pay a $3 billion with a B fraud payment because they had made criminal and civil violations involving 10 drugs, including Paxil and Wellbutrin, which they promoted as safe for children and adolescents. Nobody went to jail. Nobody went to jail.
This is Dr. Carl. This is common knowledge in the industry. That is the medical mafia industry. They know that these antidepressants have this effect, and they also, you know, with MK Ultra, they pick particular candidates, Manchurian candidates, who they suspect are easily manipulated. Typically, a very, very shy person. Actually, the more intelligent that person is, the better, because they can ingratiate themselves into that person's confidence. Say, hey, we've got a job for you, right? Okay. In Canada, with regard to these antidepressants, and this will be my final statement because I just wanted to bring this out to people who aren't aware that the government is actually using these antidepressants on these Manchurian candidates and is using these drugs to destroy our society. This is really what's happening. Just one more quote here. Some regulators, such as the Canadian regulators, have also referred to risks of treatment-induced activation, that is, if you get treated with these antidepressants by some doctor, leading to both self-harm and harm to others. And the United States labels for all antidepressants as of August 2004 note that, quote, anxiety, agitation, panic attacks, insomnia, irritability, hostility, aggressiveness, impulsivity, akathisia, which you might have to define for me, and hypomania, and mania have been reported in adult and pediatric patients being treated with antidepressants for major depressive disorder, as well as for other indications. Now, so it's not like they don't know these things.
No, they know exactly what they're doing, and the FDA is promoting it and allowing it. As a matter of fact, it's spying on their own scientists who are contacting other bodies to let them know that the FDA is not doing anything about harmful devices that they're letting out. And let me just also say, because we're going to a break, that, of course, using sexually abused children as the ones to start this MK Ultra process on is well documented.
Okay, very good. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I just said called in.
Flyer business traveler, are you tired of?
And we're back with the last segment of What's Ailing America, where our answer today has been false flag diversions distracting the public. And I always have CNN on in the background just reading their little flags at the bottom of the television. And we're witnessing now, after spending a whole day talking to victims so that they could tell about their fear and horror and just get that adrenochrome pumping so that the psychopaths could feed off it, and leaving the bodies of the dead people in the theater for over 24 hours. You know, I have to admit, having my delusion of conspiracy, I was asking myself what kind of occult rituals are happening in the theater, which is possibly the real reason they're not taking the bodies out. But in fact, in the background, they're now covering on CNN controlled detonation at the suspect's apartment. The suspect, who apparently, according to the media minions, basically booby-trapped his entire apartment. There's all kinds of bombs and stuff in there. And when he was arrested, he told the police he had done it. You know, that's kind of strange. If you're going to booby-trap your apartment knowing you're going to be arrested so that there could be more deaths, and especially the police when they enter your apartment, why would you tell the police that that's the situation? Doesn't make sense, even for a crazy person. So I started to ask myself, I wonder if this is another false flag, if they're pretending that there's all these bombs in there, if what's being detonated wasn't brought in by them. Because, of course, this is another layer of the fear factor. Get people to believe that the college student living above them is actually a mass murderer getting ready to, you know, take AK rifles as such into theaters and start mowing people down and building bombs in his apartment above you when, in fact, he's allegedly getting his PhD in neuroscience. You know, they're getting so obvious, there are no words. And another big story that came out, although it's funny how that's not really being addressed with them, HLN, where Dr. Drew, psychiatrist, has a show every night, turned out Dr. Drew received Glaxo payments. Yes, Glaxo, the maker of Paxil. Turns out he took in $275,000 for services for Glaxo. And this was actually reported in the Wall Street Journal. But none of the mind-controlled idiots that listen to his show, that call in at night, ever bring this up. Because, you see, this is how they operate. He's like a psychiatric version of Dr. Oz. That's what he is. And they're trying to convince people, yeah, get a chemical lobotomy with a drug and you'll be okay. Well, unfortunately, I will never run out of answers to questions. Amazing how fast the time goes. I have a number of other articles here I wanted to bring up, but I won't have time, so let me just mention this. And I can't tell you how important it is to listen to my shows with Jane Burgermeister. I did a show with her last Sunday on These Changing Times, also on RBN on Thursday. I'm trying to get the link for that show so I can put it up on my vaccine, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, because it's so important in regards to the quote-unquote bird flu slash rabies thing that's coming. And I've done shows in all of June on this network. You can check out the archives to listen to those shows, how they're creating the cannibals, and now they're, you know, combining rabies with a bird flu virus, which can be, you know, protracted through breathing in was something we all need to do. And, of course, on the LetItDayRadioShow.com, there's links to many documents that you can download for yourself and check it out. Don't believe me. Explain to me why they're developing a vaccine for weaponized rabies. They had to have made the weaponized rabies in the first place to make a vaccine. Same thing with bird flu. And we now have three different pharmaceutical companies, including GlaxoSmithKline, which has licensed a bird flu vaccine. So we know that the pandemic is coming. And I think something very scary may be happening at the Olympics. Of course, I hope not, but that would be a perfect place to unleash a biowarfare agent because they're convincing all the visitors and athletes and workers there to get inoculated with disease. But Jane had sent me a very interesting article just this morning. Funny how I wasn't aware of it because I live in North Carolina, and as it turns out, according to a December 13, 2011 article published in SIDRAP News, which is an extension of the agencies that are controlling these biowarfare labs, this is what they say, that Novartis is making a pre-pandemic H5N1, i.e. bird flu vaccine, and is ready to start producing vaccines for a real pandemic when needed. Well, when will the real pandemic occur? When people start getting inoculated with the bird flu vaccine. And of note in this article is that Novartis's new cell culture-based influenza vaccine factory in North Carolina, in my backyard, which I didn't know about, has begun making a pre-pandemic H5N1 flu vaccine and is ready to start producing vaccines for a real pandemic. The facility is in Holly Springs, North Carolina. And Dr. Robin Robinson, director of Homeland Security's Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, other known as BARDA, otherwise known as BARDA, do a research, experiment with that term, BARDA, on any search engine, Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. These are some very psychopathic individuals, people. And it states in this article that they called the plant's dedication in North Carolina a major milestone in national pandemic preparedness. Today, we're marking the first change in influenza vaccine manufactured in the U.S. states in 50 years. Okay? Translate national pandemic preparedness to national pandemic creation, because that's what they're doing. They're taking cell-based vaccine production, which involves growing flu viruses in mammalian cell cultures instead of chicken eggs. Okay, what does that mean, folks? Cell-based vaccine production. In other words, they're using aborted fetuses, some other animal. They're actually creating chimeras of human and animal by injecting the animal protein inside of you, not to mention the fact of causing untold autoimmune disease. But what's really just amazing in this article is that they admit that the adjuvant they're using to stimulate the anti-production in this vaccine line that they're creating for bird flu is MF59. What is MF59? It's squalene. Squalene is a substance that is in your body. It's involved in the production of all of your cells. This, compared to aluminum, I've described on previous shows how aluminum causes autoimmune disease and allergies. But squalene, having that injected into you, then you develop an antibody against squalene, and that attacks any cell in your body. And that is the reason for the massive increase in autoimmune disease in soldiers that received the anthrax vaccine when they started this, false flag Gulf War, Iraq situation. It actually came out pretty much mainstream that these soldiers had this squalene in them, which, was not on the label. And that's why so many of them were sick. As a matter of fact, more soldiers die from vaccines than even die from gunfire. But Novartis is using this in the bird flu vaccine, people. So I'm telling you, not only is this going to cause the pandemic of bird flu, but this is also going to cause a pandemic of autoimmune disease that we have never even considered possible, not to mention also causing the creation of chimeras. Have you heard about the children that are being bored with tails, with six fingers, all kinds of weird stuff? These are chimeras, people. And, you know, I'll have to do a whole show just based on all of this. But it's getting uglier every day. And another article that Jane had sent me in regards to what's going on in Poland is very important, because as she described on my shows with her last Sunday as well as Thursday in RBN, Poland was the one place when they tried to cause the swine flu thing in 2009. Poland actually had a Ministry of Health who said, no, you haven't tested enough, not going to do it. Long story short, a whole bunch of people, in fact, pretty much the entire government of Poland mysteriously died in a plane crash. And the Minister of Health, I forget her name, she was not on the plane, but obviously got the message. And so now the government of Poland is doing nothing to stop the forcing of vaccines on their citizens. In fact, the Minister of Health will have to buy vaccines, and all Poles will be forced to have them injected. Okay? So they took this woman who tried to do the right thing, and they basically sent her a message that not only will you do what we say, but you're going to pay for it. Welcome to hell, folks. Tune in tomorrow to my show with Pastor Eli, and tell everybody you know it's time to wake up. Bye-bye.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
Our guest is Bev Harris of BlackBoxVoting.org.